It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm today's host for today's show. And with me, I have a guest speaker. He was on last week, and he will be on for this week and then the next week as well. So stay tuned for part two, guys. This is part one of a specific subject that I believe that a lot of you guys are going to find very exciting, especially right now. There's a lot of people heading down south right now, doing a lot of fishing. There's a lot of good stories that people are coming back with. So with me, I have Aaron. Aaron, you've been on the show last time. We were talking about solar. We were just talking about what to expect, you know, what it looks like when people are interested in solar, you know, step by step. You know, people who want to do solar, first thing is you gotta ask the right questions, right? Who do I go with? Where do I get my information from? It's very important that you shop around, right? You want to get the best deal possible. And so at Gen Solar, we'll be able to sit down with you and go over all your guys' questions, answer everything so that you know exactly what you're getting into, not only right now, but also what to expect for the future. So for all your backup needs, whether you need solar panels, generators, power walls, whatever you're looking for, guys, come visit us, 29 College Road, Suite 14. Can't miss us. We're right there in that corner building, right across from the Bentley Mall. So come visit us. You can also give us a call. Our number is really easy to remember. It's 290-3333. Again, 290-3333. Aaron, so we were talking a little bit about, you know, the things that you were doing before we were talking about solar. So one of the things that you were doing was guides. So yeah. What kind of guides? Because I from our conversation, sounds like it's a pretty popular thing to do.
Yeah, man, this is my favorite subject. So for about the past decade, I've been guiding fishing and rafting down at Copper Center. It started out as kind of a hobby. I wanted to do it as, you know, a one-man show weekend thing, and it turned into my life.
Nice.
It's addicting. The down in Copper Center, those rivers and people will get into your blood, and then you just can't stop.
Yeah. That's cool. So what's the most exciting part about what you do over there with the guides?
The most exciting part is helping people with their trip of a lifetime. So, you know, a lot of the people that come from down below, they save up, you know, their whole life and they come up to Alaska is, you know, their dream vacation, which is pretty cool. Makes you feel good because you are part of that. You get to see the smiles on the faces. You watch them catch big fish. You know, a lot of these people have never fished before. So you got to start out by teaching them how to use a spinning reel. And one of the first things you do is turn it right side up because they all want to hold it upside down.
Yeah.
So you got a blank canvas to start with. You get to kind of mold them and teach them the process of how to fish the rivers for the specific fish that we're fishing for. And then at the end of the day, they're experts.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So do you see mainly, you know, single people, couples, families?
Everything. You know, we get a lot of locals up here in Alaska. Copper Center is Fairbanks' closest salmon fishery.
Okay.
So we get a lot of them coming down, people from the lower 48, you know, down in America. They're coming up. There's some solo people that come up. Those are fun. All the way up to whole families.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys stay pretty busy, right?
Yeah. So right now I'm guiding for a good friend of mine, Brandon and Mackenzie, out of Copper Center. They own Copper River Guides. So I kind of go down there part-time on the weekends. I just took 2 weeks off of work, went down there, guided for 14 days in a row. It was hard to come back. Yeah. So prior to that, almost the last decade, I owned AK Fish Charters. My family is growing. The kids are getting older, so I sold that. Last year, I took the year off, and it was really hard for me during the fishing season, watching everybody down there, seeing the pictures. So this year, I came out of retirement, and I'm going down there part-time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool. So when people think about guides, right, how can you explain it to our listeners that have never done it, know nothing about it, and might consider doing it? So what would you give to our listeners For those who have never been, those who don't know anything about, you know, these guides, what to expect, you know, what's included, what's the experience like?
Yeah, so one thing you need to remember is they're not just hiring you for the fishing. They're hiring you for the whole experience. They're pretty much, you know, spending their money to spend time with you, you know. It's an experience. They're spending money you got to remember you're with them for 8 to 10 hours a day. And, you know, you're part of the experience, your personality, your jokes, you know, you pretty much make friends for 10 hours. Some of them turn into lifelong friends. The fishing is a part of it. You know, it's a big part of it, but you gotta break the ice. You know, they're pretty much paying for you. So one thing is to do your research. Do your research before you hire somebody.
That's good. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. With me, I have Aaron. He's talking about the guides that he has been doing down at Copper Center. Very exciting. I want to be a part of it. I want one day for me and my family to go out there. And we're just talking about his experience, you know, what goes on down there, what to look forward to. So Aaron was just telling us that do your research before you start planning anything out, ask questions, you know, what to expect, how much does it cost? What is the duration? All of these things are important to ask. So that way there's no surprises. But I'm pretty sure you've probably had some uncomfortable moments out there too. Could you share with us, with our listeners, not to say that you had a bad experience, but maybe some things for people to keep in mind so that they don't put their lives or other people's lives at risk.
Yeah. One of the things that's happened a few times, I kind of think it's funny. They didn't. It involves the locals, you know, a lot of the Fairbanks locals, a lot of the Anchorage locals. They'll just see Copper Center on your website or your social media. They'll see Copper River because we're fishing tributaries of the Copper River. I have had people show up with dip nets thinking that we're dip netting. There's no dip netting allowed in these rivers. It's all sports fishing. They just see Copper River, and these few people, you know, kind of didn't read past that. Yep. And then one of my favorite things to do is sometimes, for some strange reason, it's usually the big families. They'll come up here, trip of a lifetime. They're spending a lot of money. So sometimes they're anxious, you know, they'll show up, you know, kind of have a negative attitude for some reason. And it is awesome when you turn them around, you know, you kind of pick up on that and, you know, you just stay positive and, you can turn them around. It's one of turn their attitude around. It's one of the coolest things ever.
That's awesome. So what is the typical time frame that we're looking at? What is like the most average? Is it 1 day, 2 days, 3, 5 days?
Well, in Alaska, the sun is only out for about 6 months. And for 4 of those months, we have beautiful weather. So it's vacations, camping, fishing. The fishing season for salmon down in Copper Center is right around late May till October. And so we're just down there rocking and rolling. We can do half-day trips, full-day trips, multi-day river trips. All these trips are done on rafts. There's some gentle rivers like the Culcana, super exciting, splashy Class 3 river, the Clutina that we do. Pretty much the world is your oyster. You know, a lot of people will book, you know, 4 days in a row, four full days in a row. You know, you go back to your camp at the end of the day, and then you meet us early in the morning, and then we're spending the whole day together. And then a lot of people will do up to, you know, 10-day rafting trip from Copper Center down to Cordova.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's an exciting trip. Yep. Full service. We supply all the tents, all the camping gear. The rafts, you know, we do all the rowing for you. We set up camp. We cook dinner, Dutch oven dinners.
Nice.
Pretty exciting trip. Trip of a lifetime.
That sounds so exciting. I can't wait. I can't wait for my family to be a part of that. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. With me, I have Aaron. He was talking about the guide tours that he does with fishing. It sounds so exciting. So if one of our listeners wants to have this experience, wants to take advantage of this, how do they go about finding out where to go and all this information? Is there a website? Is there a phone number? What can they do to get directed to where they can get their answers?
Yeah. I recommend Copper River Guides, not just because that's where, you know, I decided to do my part-time work. Brandon and Mackenzie, they're lifetime friends now. I met them about 8-9 years ago. I was competition, and we just became good friends. Copper River Guides is the name of their guide service. You can find them on the website. It's copperriverguides.com. They have some social media. They have Facebook. Just a quick Google, copperriverguides.com will take you right to it. Or you can even do, you know, salmon fishing in Copper Center. They pop right up. Copper River Guides, don't know the phone number off the top of my head, but just
I'm
a
sure
quick
it's
Google.
On the website.
Yeah, it's on the website. Quick Google will set you up.
That's cool. So you do this every single year, right?
Yeah, I've done it every year for the past 12 years now, except for last year. Last year was my retirement year.
Oh, right.
I found out real quick that I can't shut it off.
So do you think you're going to be doing this for quite some time?
I'd like to do it until I can't walk.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Which hopefully is in my 90s.
Yeah. That's good. That's real good. For those people who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host, and with me I have Aaron. We're just talking about, you know, tour guides, you know, going fishing down in Copper Center. You know, there's a lot of people down there, and there's sometimes it feels like it's a little too crowded. But I think that this is a perfect opportunity is to go on these guides to have a different experience. But that's another big one is a lot of people don't read the rules. You know, some people, there are places where you can only use certain kind of hooks, certain bait, you know, dip netting. That's a big one. That's a big problem. There's a lot of people who like to cut corners, but man, once you get caught, it's not funny anymore. It really isn't. You know, the price that you pay for going against the rules, it's not a cheap bill, you know. And I think a lot more people need to be consciously aware and have that courtesy, you know, do your research, go through the book, make sure that where you are at, you can do what you want to do. And if not, there's plenty of other fishing spots. But Copper Center is one of the places that I've stopped by one time, and I remember, man, it was packed that year. Maybe it was just that one year, but that's what's left in my mind is just tons of people. But this is the time of year where people go down to Valdez, go, you know, big fishing. And I remember last year we went out in Prince William Sound, and we were looking for halibut, and man, we couldn't get anything. There was nothing. I got a little baby one. I was so proud. It's my first one that I ever got. And it wasn't much, but hey, I got my halibut. But it just seems like down there, there's really not much halibut in the fishing seasons. And I've talked to a lot of those local fishermen, and they were saying, yeah, you know, with all these big boats and all this commercial fishing, there's so many things that shift in the kind of fish that are available and where to pick them up at. It's pretty exciting, though. I was my first time out there, and we saw, a pack of the killer whales right next to the boat just came out and just poof, right next to the boat. That was exciting. I felt like I was in a movie. But it's really nice to get out to go, you know, do fishing with family. If you got kids, get them involved now. You know, once they get to a certain age, they're going to be locked in on what they want. And it's hard to get them to explore a little bit when you get to a certain age. I think it's right around 13, 12 years of age. That's a really hard pivot point. You know, my kids, I have a 7-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 1.5-year-old.
You got to get your hooks into them early.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. You know, I've talked to a number of people here in Fairbanks, and they're saying the same thing. They're like, look, my kids are young, and a lot of people, they have these fears like, well, I don't want them to drown. I don't want them to get hurt. There, if you're doing it right, that worry will disappear quickly. You got to make sure that you obviously have your, you know, proper gear. Make sure that you have life jackets. Make sure you have everything set up to where you're not going to have to worry about that. So a lot of people, I think they push away from that experience because they are in fear that something might happen to their kids. Well, if you're doing things right, you're not going to have to worry about that. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break, but when we come back, guys, we're going to continue this awesome conversation about the tour fish guides with Aaron. So we'll be right back.
B- Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
All right, folks. Well, welcome back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and with me I have Aaron. We were just talking about the tour fish guides and how exciting it is. Guys, it's a great way to bond. You know, it's a really good opportunity to bring your kids out there, you know, your spouse, your friends. You know, family members, guests, it sounds like such an awesome experience, and I can't wait for our family to experience that. So thank you, Aaron, for sharing the ins and outs of, you know, how it works and what to expect. And, but going back to, you know, fishing, right, there are certain spots that a lot of people, or at least the people that I've talked to, they've been fishing there for so many years and they've been getting the same thing over and over and over again. But it seems like pretty recently, there's a lot of changes that are happening in the waters. And where we were at in Valdez, you know, you hear Valdez fishing, you know, there's some good fishing spots. Well, we went out in Prince William Sound, and right before you step out of that into the open, that's where we were at. And it was, man, we didn't have any luck. It was horrible. I mean, we got squid, we got shrimp, we got everything but that. But what's your take on that? Because I know that you have some, I know you have some information about those halibut fish.
Yeah, I'm mostly a river fisherman, but I dabble out there. I have a lot of friends that go out, and a lot of charter buddies that go out there too. One thing to remember is it's fishing, right? You're not a hero every day. I have plenty of donuts and skunk days under my belt, probably more than the average because I'm out there every single day. I've been out there every single day since, you know, almost a decade. It's fishing. You know, even if you're a guide, even if it's your career, you're going to have 0 days. It just happens, you know. So if you're down there for like a weekend, anywhere you fish, it could be an off weekend, you know. The halibut have had a decline down there, you know, and the sound itself is not what it used to be. But there's still a lot of fish being caught, a lot of big, big halibut being caught. One of my good buddies that owns a guide service down there, Valdez Saltwater Adventure out of Valdez. They just got a 178-pound halibut the other day.
Oh,
they,
wow.
They got that into the Derby. So we'll see if that's nice. Standing. That's a good topic too. If you're down in Valdez, you know, chartering or on a private boat, even fishing from shore, get a Derby ticket. Get one. You know, I think it's super cheap. Don't quote me, but it might be like $15 or something. You never know. Lots of people have caught, you know, fishes of a lifetime and did not have a Derby ticket.
Can you explain a little bit about what Derby is? Because we're gonna have listeners who don't know what a Derby is. So what is that? What does that mean?
It's fishing Derby. It's a competition. The Valdez Derby goes for almost the whole halibut fishing season. They also have a Silver Salmon Derby down there too, which I believe just started. But they have different rakes you can weigh your fish in for. They have different places they pay out. Again, I'm not an expert on that Derby, but I do know you need a ticket. So basically at the end of the Derby, biggest fish, you know, gets the payout, and it's a significant payout. You know, I think they have a daily fish, you know, biggest fish of the day. I'm not sure all of the payouts they have, but
it's a competition, more than one, right?
Yeah, it's a competition.
So you're already going out there to have fun. Why not throw in and see what you can get out of it too?
Yeah. Yeah. And they have different derbies too. So one of the really popular ones, down in Valdez is the women's Silver Salmon Derby. That has a huge turnout. Huge. Yep.
Okay. That's pretty exciting. That's good to know. So if you guys are interested, guys, look it up, get into that Derby and see what you can get. Like Aaron said, there are some people who they get lucky and they catch the biggest catch, and unfortunately, they don't get to cash out on it. So take advantage of it while you still can, while it's still available. It sounds like it's a really exciting thing to get into. But when it comes to fishing, right, what would you recommend our listeners to think about ahead of time, right? How to pack, what to consider, what to bring, what not to bring, what to expect. Because I know there are a lot of people out here in Alaska, and it's crazy to know that, you know, for those who have lived here for such a long time, a lot of locals, they don't even get to experience what Alaska is about, like fishing, hunting, camping. Some people just go to work and come home and that's it. But for those people who want to experiment, you know, and try different things and go on these fish guides or, you know, go fishing from the shore, whatever, and they're from Fairbanks, they're from Delta, they're from another place that's quite a bit of a drive, what could you give our listeners as far as a heads up or pointers to prepare for something like that?
Yeah, that's a good topic to cover. So Alaska is the land of extremes. Everything up here is extreme, especially the weather. You can weather report, and it could be completely wrong. So anywhere you go, especially if you're traveling, pack for all the different weather. You know, pack for cold, pack for heat, definitely pack for rain, right? And that includes safety gear too, you know. It is not common if you live up here or if you're vacationing, you know, with a rental car or a camper, you're going to put a lot of miles on, right? you're going to travel pretty far. It's not common, or it's not uncommon for, you know, to do a weekend turn and burn. I do one every weekend. I drive 300 miles every weekend, leave Friday night, come back early Monday morning, take a shower, go to work. You're doing a lot of road miles. Safety starts on the road, you know. Make sure you have safety gear in your car, starting with, you know, a spare tire.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you have the equipment to put that spare tire on. Make sure you know how to do it. You're going to be driving through areas that have no cell phone signal, no internet, and, you know, the cars traveling on that road are few and far between. So that's something to think about. You know, safety starts on the road.
That's good. That's real good. So for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host, and with me I have Aaron. We're talking about how to prepare for fishing trips, right? There's going to be a lot of people who are tuning in right now that have never had the experience to go out fishing, camping, hunting, to prepare ahead of time. So we're giving you guys a little bit of a heads up on what to expect, what to do, and what not to do. And that's a perfect spot to start off on, is you're going to spend a lot of time driving. You know, I remember a few years ago, I left from Fairbanks, went through Delta, went through Valdez, went all the way around to Anchorage, down to Kenai, Seward, and then all the way back up. in a day and a half. It was a lot of driving. And the one thing that I regret, I didn't need it. Thank God I didn't need anything. But one thing that I regret, because I had that weird feeling like, man, what if we got stuck? Because there was a group of us. There was 13 or 14 of us in a big old van. And one of the scariest things is you break down on the side of the road where there's no cell reception, that you got nothing, and there's nobody in and out driving either way. That's a tough spot to be in, especially for your first time. And a lot of people don't properly prepare for those things until they have gone through, you know, those moments a few times. So instead of, you know, gambling like, hey, will I actually need a car jack? Will I actually need a spare tire? Do I actually need tools? Plan ahead.
You don't need a car jack if you got 13 people with you.
Yeah.
You just lift that thing up off the ground.
That's funny. Maybe we could if we ever ran through that. But it's important to have, you know, safety equipment, right? Have road flares. I know that you're probably not ever going to need them in the summertime, but have these things, right? Have a first aid kit. I will never go anywhere with my family. It doesn't even matter if it's to the store. I have a first aid kit in my vehicle. I make sure that anywhere we travel, there's a first aid kit, there's a trauma kit. Guys, anything could happen on that road. People are not thinking of these things. Prepare ahead of time. Another big one is clothing, right? Weather changes all the time. The weather here in Fairbanks versus the weather in Kenai and Seward and Soldotna and all those other places, Sterling, it will change. It will change. And sometimes it changes on the way over there. So you might be looking at your forecast and be like, hey, you know, it's going to be 75 and sunny and you know, it's showing like that throughout the whole week. Well, I've had plenty of times where I traveled down there and we got hit with a crazy rainstorm and it stuck for a very, very long time. And it gets cold. It gets cold. It takes a little bit of wind with that cold rain and it cuts through your bones. So make sure that you're prepared with clothing. Make sure that you have equipment and tools, your basic tools. Don't, you know, you don't need to bring your whole Snap-on tool chest. But, you know, make sure that you have, you know, a tire jack. Car jack for your tires, that you have your tools to take off and put on your lug nuts. And then also, you know, a small kit for safety, right? Your first aid kit. Make sure you have a trauma kit. God forbid something happens on the side of the road. Kids, wife, spouse, whoever it may be, gets a big cut, gets a gash, and they're bleeding out. Think ahead. It's always better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. What other things can you think about, Aaron, that people need to consider? So we covered the drive there. We covered the transportation. But what about the stay? What about food? What about, you know, funds? What else is there?
Yeah, layers. Dress in layers. Bring enough layers to, you know, down to cold all the way up to super, super hot. One of the things that I see a lot is people will dress in layers, but they don't plan for the heat. You know, you can only downgrade, you know, so much before you're naked.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah. Plan for the heat. And then if you're going to be outside a lot, try to stay away from cotton. Cotton doesn't dry. It takes a long time to dry. So make sure your layers are, you know, made out of material that'll dry quick, even if you're wearing them.
Yeah. Another one I just thought about is make sure you have your own knives.
Knives are important. Way to start a fire is important. If you're going to go super remote, bring some bright clothing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be floating down a river. If you fall in a river, you don't want to be floating down it wearing camouflage.
That's a good one.
Or blue or black. You want to stand out, vibrant colors.
That's good. Yep. That's good. Well, Aaron, thank you so much. We're coming to an end, folks, with our show. We're going to continue this conversation for next week. But before we go, I just want to let you guys know that if you guys have any questions for any backup needs, if this is the year where you need to back up your house, back up your shop, back up your business, if you're looking at putting solar on your business, putting solar for residential, there are grants, guys, available. I know that the 30% tax credit is disappearing this year. Guys, this means a lot, okay? A lot of you guys that are going to be installing it next year, I hope that you guys take advantage of it this year, get locked in right now. That next year, once you get into that, guys, you're going to lose a lot of money. Get locked in right now. All the solar companies around Alaska are booking up. So if you guys are ready, and when you guys are ready, give us a call, 290-3333, or visit us at 29 College Road here in Fairbanks, Alaska. Can't miss us. We're at the corner building right across Bentley Mall. Thank you guys for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska, and we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.